Do you ever dream? Daydream, I mean. Times when you let your imagination have full sway. Let's try it now. Come sit with me at my window overlooking the Hudson. We'll watch the night mist rise from the water, watch them form into clouds, and caught by the breezes, be carried along the path of the river out to the sea. It is late. The city, for the greater part, is asleep. That bugle you hear coming faintly from the distance is probably just some over-exuberant roisterer taking one last fling before turning in. But in our minds, let us imagine that it is the clarion of the gods, that they are summoning the immortals of mankind to pass in review. With stately tread they march by. Some are easily recognized by their appearances, while others are better known by their exploits than by physical characteristics. There's Peter, Paul, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Moses with his little band fleeing Egyptian bondage. Mahomet and Buddha, Cato, Demosthenes, Aristotle, Galileo, and Confucius, walking arm in arm. Homer, the unseeing, guiding the less gifted. Columbus, Marco Polo, Balboa, Ponce de Leon, adventures all. Well, as I live, I believe that's Hendrik Hudson over there on the Palisades, watching the parade go by. Rip Van Winkle and his gnomes are at their ninepin game again, I hear. And who's that fellow with that kite? Why, isn't that Benjamin Franklin? And there's Paul Revere. But I don't see his horse. Who's that with him? Who? Jesse James. No wonder Paul has no horse. Now they all stand aside in reverence to let pass a figure of dignity and determination, the father of a country, George Washington. Close behind him trudges a homely, ungainly man, bearing on his bowed shoulders the grief of a nation, that the government of the people, by the people, and for the people should not perish from the earth. There's Grant and Lee.
Hark.
Tchaikovsky leading the March of the Slavs. While Tsar Nicholas, his head bowed in remorse, stands aside to let them pass. Make way for America's best-loved showman, author, composer, Broadway playboy, Victor Herbert.
Thank you.
And there's Fritzy Chef. Oh, gee, I wish she'd sing again. And there's the little Irish girl we all loved so well. Remember her in Molly O? Mabel Norman. And the boy who brought us the spirit of the Argentine, Rudolph Valentino. In endless procession they march by until the sky is graying, a new day being born. And in the vanguard of the scurrying mist, their parades in military formation, the battalions of immortal youth, headed by such men as Marshal Foch. Field Marshal Haig. Von Hindenburg. General Pershing. All marching to the strains of an immortal march given to the world by the immortal John Philip Sousa.